Today, Afghans are one step closer to knowing who their next president will be. More than 3 weeks after voters went to the polls, election officials announced that candidate Ashraf Ghani has a wide lead. But Ghani is not out of the woods yet. The election process now enters an appeals phase that is sure to be contentious before the final results are announced on July 24th. NPR's Sean Carberry sent this story from Kabul.
Almost a week behind schedule and then nearly 5 hours after the press conference was supposed to start, Afghanistan's election commission read out the results. For Ashraf Ghani, 4,486,000 votes. Abdullah Abdullah, 3,461,000. More than a million vote difference. But election chairman Yusuf Nuristani was quick to caution both candidates and their supporters to remain peaceful and patient.
I want to emphasize that the announcement of the preliminary result doesn't necessarily mean the declaration of the winner.
Nuristani says there was widespread fraud, and after investigation and auditing, the results could change. Abdullah believes they will.
We are honored to claim that we have majority of votes in Afghanistan which are clean.
Abdullah led Ghani by 14 points in the first round of the election and has alleged for weeks that the runoff was rigged against him. He's accused President Hamid Karzai of directing election officials to stuff ballot boxes in Ghani's favor. But Ghani says he simply ran a better campaign and turned out more voters. Abdullah, though, sees that as evidence of fraud, which is why he said he would not recognize the preliminary results unless all the fraud was eliminated first. Abdullah campaign official Fazal Sancharaki says the announcement of the preliminary results is a coup against Abdullah. Today's press conference was late because the Abdullah and Ghani teams were negotiating an audit of 7,000 ballot boxes. They have yet to come to an agreement, but the international community has made clear the results will not be legitimate without a thorough review. State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki.
There are serious allegations of fraud there, and they've been raised, and in our view, they haven't been sufficiently investigated.
Afghanistan's Electoral Complaints Commission is now tasked with sorting out the fraudulent votes. Invitations have already gone out for the August 2nd inauguration ceremony. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.